Okay, everybody. Hi again. It's been a little while since I've been able to do these programs, maybe a week and a half or so. But we have finished a significant portion of them. And we have dealt with five of the nine ordinary petals in the knowledge, love, and sacrifice tiers. And we have petals 6, 7, 8, and 9 to go in this petal-by-petal synthesis. When we actually reach the synthesis petals per se, these, the innermost three, perhaps there will be somewhat less to say. The Tibetan does not really discuss them in any great measure except for discussing their founding through Buddhic energy mediated monastically. Apparently through the monastic permanent atom, I would guess. But we do have charts which talk about what can be expected of these synthesis petals, something of them anyway, and they do open to a degree, one at a time, at each of the first three initiations, with each petal opening successively. The first petal opening also, the first synthesis petal opening also at the second and third initiations, and the second petal opening at the second and third initiations, and the third synthesis petal opening to a degree at the third initiation, and then all three of them bursting open to reveal the jewel as we approach the fourth initiation. So, recently we covered a very important petal, the fifth petal, the love petal, as we see here in the love tier, and the love petal of the love tier. This being the petal during the developmental process of which the solar angel actually becomes a downward-gazing soul and begins to meditatively cooperate with the unfoldment of the egoic lotus and with the unfoldment of the man in general. Up to that time, it is the second logos, we have been told, that is responsible for the unfolding of the petals. Petals 1, 2, 3, and 4, the so-called, at least I'm calling them that, lunar petals, whereas the remaining five are more, in my view, solar petals. So we are about to enter the discussion of petal 6. We see here it's the sacrifice petal of the love tier, and it has the usual sacrifice colors, which are the love tier colors, which are orange and rose, but adds to them two colors that we often have found in the sacrifice petal number 3, that is yellow and indigo. And we will find that in the sacrifice petal as well, number 9, yellow and indigo. So let us then begin saying a few things about this petal number 6 in the synthesis consideration of this petal. So this is then the beginning of program number 42, petal 5, completed number 41, and we enter the discussion of the synthesis for petal 6. This tier of petals preserves the fundamental orange. Let me get my what is needed here to make the inserts, right? Okay. So it preserves the fundamental orange, but adds the color rose in every petal, because it is the great sixth ray color, one of them anyway, so that four colors are now seen. Interestingly, this tier of petals can be, in a sense, correlated with the fourth root race. The first tier of petals with the Lemurian root race, which is the third, and the final tier of pedals out of the 12 with the Aryan root race. Of course, the actual Lemurian and Atlantean periods began much earlier, and they really are operating when pedals 1 and pedals 2 are unfolding in the tier of knowledge in the Hall of Ignorance. So four colors are now to be seen. These pedals are organized and vitalized in the Hall of Learning. I've discussed this with each of pedal 4 and 5, but remain unopened, perhaps in the Hall of Learning. That is a question we've been discussing about the opening, the time of opening of the various pedals, and do we have to wait until there is organizational work and vitalization work being done in the sacrifice tier in order to have any opening whatsoever in the love tier? I think that remains something of a question. The way I'm conceiving this is a more gradual type of opening. Even if they occur, even if the openings of the petals occurred relatively all at once, the knowledge tier would open first and more rapidly, then the love tier, and only then the sacrifice. I mean, then the love petal, and then the sacrifice petal. Okay, let me repeat that. That in a tier of petals opening even all at once, relatively, the knowledge petal would open faster, the love petal a bit slower, and the sacrifice petal the slowest of all. And that's always the way it is. Sacrifice is the most difficult. The outer tier of petals simultaneously unfolds while this process of vitalization, organization and vitalization is going on in the Hall of Learning, until it opens entirely, revealing the second circle. The second circle of perhaps unopened petals. There's a lot of ambiguity in here, and I have tried to discuss a different sort of method, at least that makes more sense to me. Since all a human being can do, we are told, is to organize and vitalize, with the process of opening being left either to the second logos, to the solar angel, or to the initiator using the rod of initiation, it seems that the man is basically working about one or two petals ahead. For instance, when working in the organizing and vitalizing in the second petal, it seems to me that some degree of unfoldment will be occurring in the first petal. When organizing and vitalizing in the third, we will definitely have some degree of unfoldment occurring in the second petal, because we are told that the lotuses of passion and desire have for their focus or objective some work in the third petal. They have not, all they can do is vitalize, organize, or vitalize. They cannot actually unfold. The unfoldment takes place from other agencies. So if I were to turn, for instance, to this lotuses of, let's see if I can make this happen. It's not cooperating with me, so I'll just do it this way. Lotuses of passion and desire. I'll go to a treatise on cosmic fire, and I will lotuses of passion, and there we are, and it's going to be on page 842. They have unfolded, they have two petals unfolded, and the third for them is the object of their attention. Now, how is attention given? Attention is given through organizing and vitalizing. All right. So if they are attending to petal number 3, They are not particularly working in pedal number 4 or pedal number 5, and yet two pedals are unfolded. I think you can see then that the man is basically working one pedal ahead, maybe two pedals ahead at the most, and that unfoldment is occurring, well, at the most, two pedals behind. So let's just say that my hypothesis here is that as the man is doing his work of organizing and vitalizing, the second pedal, some degree of unfoldment, maybe not the full amount, is occurring in the first pedal. And then for the lotuses of Brahman, who are called the second class creators, the second pedal is showing signs of unfoldment. But they are not yet really working in the pedal of sacrifice for the knowledge tier. They're not working in the third pedal, 1, 2, 3, of the knowledge tier yet. That is left to those who are the lotuses of passion and desire and who have two pedals unfolded. So, to me, until I solve this, you know, I'm working on it, because one wants to take what the Tibetan says very seriously, but sometimes the references seem to contradict each other. Until I can prove otherwise, I am assuming that unfoldment takes place in the first tier before there is any work of organizing or vitalizing in the second tier. And that unfoldment, no, should we say that organizing and vitalizing will take place about one pedal ahead each time. Because man must move progressively. And if the lotuses of passion and desire are working in the third tier and having it as their object of attention, is that what it says here? Yes. The object of their attention. Then they do not have for their object of attention the fourth pedal or the fifth pedal. They are working one pedal ahead. And as they work, qualities are being developed. Because what does it mean to work in a particular pedal? It means to be involved in those kinds of life experiences which build the capacities and the qualities associated with that pedal. So, you know, can we as a human being really organize a pedal? Not particularly. That which organizes the pedals is a higher agency, such as the second logos or the solar angel and so forth. But we can, in the outer world, build up the capacities which are abstracted into the pedal and which develop the qualities of that particular pedal. That we can do. So for the time being, I'm considering, for instance, that some unfoldment, let us say of the fifth pedal, some, will be in process even as we organize and vitalize the sixth pedal. In other words, work at that particular task, it's described right here for the sixth pedal. Even as we work at that particular task pertaining to the sixth pedal, some degree of unfoldment will take place in the fifth pedal. I'm also assuming, for the reasons that I've tried to explain and, you know, trying to reconcile the apparent contradictions here, that as we work in the seventh pedal, a lot of unfoldment occurs in the fifth pedal, and some in the sixth. And when the rod of initiation is applied in the seventh pedal by the Bodhisattva, the entire fifth pedal is unfolded, and more of the sixth pedal is unfolded, but will not be completely unfolded until the rod of initiation is applied in the eighth pedal. Now, if all of this conjecture is astoundingly incorrect, then I will be corrected along the way. But it seems to me, as I try to put together the various references and try to make sense out of them and try to imagine and conceive what it all can mean, that we should not have to wait for petal unfoldment, for instance, in the outer tier, until the man is already working in petal 4, 5, or 6. It seems to me too long a wait. DK did refer to what he calls petal 2 being on the, or showing signs of unfoldment. Now, he knows what that means because he can see what these signs are. The lotuses of Brahman have the second petal showing signs of unfoldment. So maybe they are working a little ahead into the third petal. But the lotuses of passion and desire, who really have two petals, unfolded, I suppose, almost completely unfolded. When he says unfolded, you never know whether it's completely unfolded or not. When we talk about the lotus of passion and desire having two petals open, maybe we don't consider them completely unfolded until all the entire tier sort of springs open and is unfolded. But their object of attention is very focally in the sacrifice area. And in this mental petal, the third petal of the sacrifice tier, which in a way gives them entree into the Aryan race, speaking in terms of consciousness and not in terms of physical form. Okay, well, it's been a number of days since I've been on this, and I find that I have to pause here to talk about this fairly enigmatic statement which DK makes, and which would have us in the Hall of Learning. We have the love tier being organized and vitalized, but remaining unopen. Okay, and I wonder if that is completely the case. Sometimes, you know, he doesn't describe in complete detail what he means, but they remain open. The outer tier of petals simultaneously unfolds until it is open entirely. Now the question is, when it says they simultaneously unfold while we are working in the Hall of Learning, does this mean that they unfold more because they are already somewhat unfolded? So let me just look at this. Does this mean that these petals unfold more because they have already been somewhat unfolded? Perhaps. And that in that way we can reconcile these points of view. Whenever I find a contradiction in Master DK, I know it's my own failure to understand completely. You know, when we change our perspective, our elevation, our point of view, contradictions, apparent contradictions can disappear. So I tend to call contradictions apparent contradictions, apparent to my mind. In the mind of the master, obviously, he knows the truth about these things, and what he is writing, and he is writing very carefully, are not contradictions. So the outer tier simultaneously unfolds, and it doesn't mean that it has not unfolded somewhat. Okay, simultaneously unfolds a bit more. Okay, so perhaps this does not mean that the outer tier has not unfolded at all, but that it is continuing to unfold. Well, we want to get as clear a picture of this as we can, just as when we study a treatise on white magic, even though we are not given the various effective mantrams, we want to get as clear an intellectual picture as we can. This will be corrected by direct sight. This will be corrected by the actual conferral of the mantrams and understanding the process from immediate participation in it. But before that happens, we want to have intellectually as clear an understanding as we possibly can. So I hope, I know I tend to go on this subject a bit, But I hope that my view is understood, namely that as we work about a petal ahead, or in those experiences which relate to the next petal, some degree of unfoldment is occurring in the petal in which we are no longer organizing and vitalizing. It stands to reason, I believe. But, you know, reason is not necessarily pure reason, so let us wait until the final word is given. The quotation from Cosmic Fire 539 and 544 is important. The petal of sacrifice for the astral plane, that's what this is called, petal number 6. Unfoldment, and notice this is a general term, okay? This is a general term comprising organization and vitalization as preparatory stages. Unfoldment is brought about by the attitude of the man. Notice it's in the three lower worlds that this attitude is being expressed. Is brought about by the attitude of the man as he consciously endeavors, now this is not an unconscious sacrifice, he consciously endeavors to give up his own desires for the sake of the group. This is so vitally important. I've spent quite a bit of time on it, I think, you know, in various places. But we need to have these most important statements impressed upon our mind so that we can remember them at the appropriate moment when the actual experience related to them is occurring. He consciously endeavors to give up his own desires for the sake of the group. Now, this makes of him, you know, basically, this makes of him a probationary disciple. His motive is still somewhat a blind one, because he really, you know, the inner eye is not really opening, and he's not yet even an initiate of the first degree, and still colored by the desire for a return of that which he gives, you know, fair investment, after all. You know, think of it, when we work financially, we expect not only a return, we expect profit, okay, more than a return. Maybe this man in this petal's work, is expecting at least a reciprocal return, something of equal value. It's a little less than hoping for addition. His motive is still somewhat a blind one. Okay, so his motive is still somewhat blind, because the real revelation, the real realization, the actual ability to see is correlated more with the final three petals of the nine, the sacrifice petals. The ability perhaps to feel is more correlated with the central three petals, the love petals, and the ability to hear with the outer petals, the knowledge petals. But this this motive is much higher, of a much higher order than the blind sacrifice to which a man, notice this, is driven by circumstances. So think immediately of Mars and Saturn when you see that idea of being driven by circumstances, as is the case in the earlier unfoldment of the sacrifice petal for the outer tier, the third petal. And as this threefold enlightenment or unfoldment proceeds, and notice how he, this is so interesting, how the word enlightenment is equivalent to unfoldment. Notice that. The word enlightenment is equivalent to unfoldment, because that's basically what it is. You work very hard, you work to develop certain capacities, you gain experience in a certain area of life, and then after you do that work, the enlightenment comes. That's the enfoldment. So anyway, the astral permanent atom comes into full activity and radiance as regards five of its spirillae. That is beginning to connect it with Manas and with the kingdom of souls. And the two atoms of the physical and astral plane are equally vibrant. I would say this is occurring more at the time of the complete unfoldment of the love tier. And the three petals of the central ring of the egoic lotus come also into full unfoldment, and the heart center of the monad is seen as a wheel of fire with six of its spokes in full display of energy and rapidly rotating. In what direction, we do not exactly know. I don't know. Is it counterclockwise or clockwise? We do know that, in general, the inner tier will be operating, rotating, in the opposite direction. And if we look at the Earth as an example, at least from the perspective of the Northern Hemisphere, the Earth is gyrating on its axis in a clockwise manner and rotating and revolving in a counterclockwise manner, unless we were looking at it from below, but we often think of looking at it from above, from the North Pole down, or from the Northern Hemisphere at least. So, anyway, he is no longer driven by circumstances. He has here freer choice. A freer choice is his, not so driven by circumstances. Enlightenment is proceeding, and notice how we're talking about here we're talking about an earlier phase, really. He has to organize and vitalize, but DK looks at all of this in terms of unfoldment. And he brings the whole process, by the end of these few paragraphs, to full unfoldment. And that full unfoldment, I believe, does not occur until the second initiation is consummated. Notice that the number six is emphasized here, and that is the plane of the monad. And we have basically the heart petals. The entire egoic lotus is the heart center. But we have enough of the egoic lotus unfolded so that some degree of contact with the will aspect or the monad can begin. The sacrifice petals are also called, in a way, the will petals, and when we unfold the six, the will can enter. So when we unfold six petals, the will aspect can enter. All right. So I have here a note that he is finally learning to ask nothing for the separated self, and this occurs when he is a true disciple. Right now, in this work, he is a probationary disciple. And at the latter end of the work connected with the fifth petal, I believe he becomes the aspirant. Not yet really steady, but still inclined towards the higher self. And of course, when the fifth petal fully unfolds, as I've shown in various references, then he becomes the first degree initiate. And this is, I think right here, we talk about the flashing forth of the star, page 696, at the first initiation. It infers the full unfoldment of five of the egoic petals, leaving four to open before the final initiation. And of course, what this tells us is that they don't all unfold at once. And that's a very important idea. Sometimes from reading DK's statements, you could think that all of them unfolded at the same time. At least, well, probably progressively, of course, but at the same time. But here, we find at the first degree only five unfolded, and yet we know we are working in the will petals, in the sacrifice petals already, when this is occurring. So we'll have to do further work in the eighth petal before the sixth will unfold. This seems to me to be the way it is. But this is a vital, vital reference which correlates the unfoldment of five egoic petals with the first initiation. It's certainly not the third initiation, so we cannot interpret the word initiation as meaning the third initiation. It's got to be the first, because at the third initiation, other references tell us that all nine petals are completely unfolded. Now we're talking about initiation where only five petals are completely unfolded. Okay. So, we've started all the way from working organizing, vitalizing the sixth petal and trying very hard to love and to give without expectation, but still at first having that expectation. Maybe when the sixth petal is completely unfolded, there will be no expectation for return. Maybe when the sixth sixth petal is completely unfolded, there will be no expectation of return. Okay, so the astral permanent atom comes into full activity and radiance, as regards five of its spirites. So we really are in, by this time, I'll put it here a little bit. By this time, we are in the kingdom of souls, which we entered provisionally at the first initiation. The three petals of the central ring of the egoic lotus come also, and that implies, well, perhaps by the time the astral permanent atom is radiant to this degree, come also into full unfoldment, and the heart center of the monad is seen as a wheel of fire with six of its spokes as if rapidly rotating in full display. We've all seen the wheels of certain cars that seem to be, that are rotating, and yet they seem to be still at the same time. This is an optical illusion, but it tells us of how we can see spokes in a rapidly rotating mechanism. Now, the other important reference here is the quotation from Cosmic Fire, page 822 to 824, petal 3, loving, intelligent sacrifice on the physical and astral planes. So, let's see, this I think is very important, and I think we should compare it with the other types of expression that are found in petal 5 and petal 4. So these are the three things that are said of petals 1, 2, and 3 of the love tier, really petals 4, 5, and 6. Higher knowledge, not necessarily abstract knowledge, but higher knowledge, higher than the kind of concrete knowledge that we find in the first tier, higher knowledge applied through love on the physical and astral planes. And I assume that means when there is complete unfoldment, I assume. Otherwise, I think we are we are working towards that, but have not yet quite achieved it. So this will occur when there is complete unfoldment. Then higher intelligent love on the physical and astral planes. We note that the mental plane is not yet mentioned. We do not yet have, I think, the mind really held steady in the light. So this will be not only knowledge, but the intelligence will be applied to love as well. And finally, what we just talked about, loving, intelligent sacrifice on the physical and astral planes. Now, again, I assume this is interesting because let us say that we have not yet achieved, well, let's see, maybe by this time, by the time of this unfoldment, we have achieved a conquest of the major part of selfishness. Now, that's not how it is when we begin to work in this plane. Okay, let me get that straightened out and get connected again. It seems, when you make a pause of a few days, it seems that a number of things have to come together again. So if this particular part of the program seems just a little bit unfocused, well, you can blame it on my blood pressure pill, which relaxes me so much that I can't think. Anyway, loving, intelligent sacrifice. In the earlier period, it was not even intelligent sacrifice. It was simply unconscious sacrifice in petal 3 for the knowledge tier. This is petal 3 for the love tier. And the love of the second petal, the intelligence, or the love of the, let's call it, the fifth petal, the intelligence of the fourth petal has all been blended into the type of sacrifice which is offered here in this sixth petal, and the man does finally learn in preparation for the for initiation, and eventually in preparation for the second initiation, how really to sacrifice. Because we're told in petal 8, and we have discussed this, that there is a giving up without any expectation of return. So work in petal 8 brings about the full unfoldment of petal 6, where we can have loving, intelligent sacrifice, and we will not, at this point, ask for anything in return. I think it's always good to look at the three together. You know, you see how they're listed here on page, is it 822 of Cosmic Fire? Yes, 822. And here he actually talks about the deeper aspects. Knowledge on the physical plane, love on the physical plane, sacrifice on the physical plane, these do not run too deep, and they relate to the outer or knowledge triad. Here, with the middle or the love triad, we have quite a bit of advancement. And then by the time we get to the sacrifice triad, we have the person who's really on the path. Yes. The will to sacrifice through love on the mental plane and thus to serve. Okay, the utter sacrifice of all forever. That's petal 3. The petal 3 of the sacrifice tier, really, then petal 9. Okay, I think we can go on a little bit here. The colors, rose and the same three, so we have rose, orange, yellow, and indigo. Yellow and indigo are found always in the sacrifice petals. Rose and orange are found in every one of the love tier. He says, these petals preserve the fundamental orange, but add the color rose in every petal, so that four colors are now to be seen. But we do not have four colors in petal 5, because the rose is doubled. These petals are organized and vitalized in the hall of learning, but remain unopened. Now, if the, you know, we've discussed this. When does the second tier actually open? And maybe in its fullness at one point entirely. The outer tier of petals simultaneously unfolds until it opens, is open entirely, revealing the second circle, the third remained shielded. Well, let's see. This is not exactly correct. The outer tier does not fully unfold until the second tier is unfolding. No, not exactly. That we will have to cross out. You know, it is not correct. What we have discussed is that the final unfoldment, rather, let's see how I can do this. The final unfoldment of all petals in the outer tier occurs only when there is concentrated work going on, organizing and vitalizing in the second tier. But there is probably unfoldment of some degree going on before there is concentrated work in the love tier. That is my thesis anyway. It says the third tier is shielded, it does not prevent it from being vitalized and organized. So one can be working in an area that is not revealed in terms of unfoldment and still be vitalizing and organizing. I would say that from the time of the first initiation, there is unfoldment occurring to some degree in the seventh petal. And also the abnormal, strenuous and abnormal efforts of the man. Now, this is another important statement. The inner circle of petals is organized and vitalized in the Hall of Wisdom, and simultaneously the middle circle unfolds, and what I want to say is continues to unfold, so that two rows of petals are duly open. Notice I've discussed this before, duly, which means to a certain extent, and only the third remains unclosed. This final opening is effected during the period of treading the stages of the path of initiation, and in this round is hastened by the rites of initiation and the strenuous and abnormal efforts of the man himself, aided by the electrical work of the initiator wielding the rod of power. This we have discussed. So the man organizes and vitalizes, but also displays strenuous and abnormal efforts and is aided by the rod, and these strenuous and abnormal efforts may bring some degree of unfoldment also. It seems to me maybe it is more preparation for unfoldment, but it does say that the final opening is hastened by two factors, the rites of initiation and the strenuous and abnormal efforts of the man himself. So maybe some degree of unfoldment is actually brought about by the strenuous and abnormal efforts as well as by the rod. Certainly the rod contributes, brings about unfoldment. So it looks like he works towards initiation in petal 7 and achieves initiate status and is then initiated through the application of the rod, and then the petal he was organizing and vitalizing is opened, or rather opening. Not necessarily entirely opened until the third initiation. Now more is said of importance, yes, in various places. Some of this I think we have gone over, but it never hurts really to repeat. All these stages have to work out on the three lower planes and in the three bodies. This they do according to the particular ray and subray. In this fashion, the work of the disciple is carried forward, and his testing and training is carried out, until the two circles of petals are unfolded, and the third is organized. But it seems to me that there will be some degree of unfoldment in the higher petals, if there is full unfoldment of the love tier. So, he is a disciple while doing this, apparently. As a disciple, he is vitalizing and organizing the third tier, and simultaneously, the second tier is unfolding. Yeah. And that's my idea, that when the second initiation is taken, the second tier is as fully as unfolded as it can be. Now, DK continues, thus he is brought through right direction of energy and wise manipulation of force currents, which he also is undertaking. It's not only the rod of initiation that does this, to the portal of initiation, and graduates out of the hall of learning into the great hall of wisdom, that hall wherein he gradually becomes aware of forces and powers latent in his own ego and egoic group. So the portal gives entree into the hall of wisdom. Further with DK, it is the hall wherein he gains the right to use the force of his egoic group, for he can now be trusted to wield it only for the helping of humanity. After the fourth initiation, he becomes a sharer in and can be trusted with some part of the energy of the planetary logos, i.e. through the monad, I suspect, and triad, and thus be enabled to carry forward the plans of that logos for evolution. So these are important references, and, you know, I'm always giving advice to myself to check out what it means when we're talking about opened, unfolding, unfolded. There are different stages here. Each of the three circles of lotus petals is closely connected with one of the three halls. This has been earlier referred to. Much of the work connected with the first tier of petals is part of the experience of the hall of ignorance. Maybe not all. Now, that's interesting. We cannot necessarily use a blanket term and say first tier of petals, hall of ignorance, although it is often ignorance of the higher of the pairs of opposites. Anyway, he says, much of the work connected with the first tier of petals is part of the experience of the hall of ignorance. The act of organizing and preparing for unfoldment is the most important stage, and that which man is most concerned. Now, this is so vitally important. The act of petal opening is a briefer duration and is produced by the pouring in of solar heat or fire, and thus bringing about a fresh access of energy. Where does this come from, you see? It comes from the second logos, and it comes from the solar angel. And here, in terms of the additional source, this is produced in our Earth scheme through the cooperation of the Mahachohan, of the Chohan of the man's egoic group, and the particular ego concerns. So what we see here, and it's very important, is these sources are responsible for unfolding. We'll call it second logos, Mahachohan, Chohan of a man's ray, let's say soul ray at first, and the solar angel or the particular ego concern. So this is of great importance. All of these are sources contributing to the actual unfoldment, whereas the man is actually working at the process of organizing and vitalizing. Okay. And maybe I think I want all of this to be in bold letters. Okay. Right. So the initiate is becoming initiate by vitalizing and organizing. Remember, the initiate is initiate before he is initiated. So by working in the manner, in the way of organization and vitalization, he is actually becoming the initiate. So that's a very important idea. Through organizing and vitalizing, we become the initiate. It is the act of preparation for unfoldment, but the unfoldment of the inner three petals is an act of the initiator, and these other sources, refer to the unfoldment of the outer two tiers. Okay, the knowledge petals and the love petals. Okay, I'm running into really important summaries here, which I think earlier created. All of this before we actually get into the format we have been using. And this will be my opportunity also to correct any misconceptions which I may have had before. The initiate is becoming initiate by vitalizing and organizing, and I want to put down that important statement. Remember that the initiate is initiate before he is initiated. Okay. So, I'm saying to myself, we have to decide when things are opening and staying open, opening and closing. And one of our members said, these are fragile movements in the wings of life, or fragile movements in the wings of life, and very invisible to us as we are presently constituted, but one day when we develop the faculties of the solar angel, then they will be visible. What about the seven incarnations? There are the 700, the 70, and the 7. These are passed upon the probationary path, and this is an interesting period in which certain things are affected, which might be described in the following way. So we'll see how we can correlate this as well. It is not possible that the 700, the 70, and the 7 can be exactly parallel to the processes of the three tiers. They are all, in fact, really occurring before the third tier, the sacrifice tier, is receiving much attention. Because we are on the path, the seven incarnations takes us to the path of probation. And on the path of probation, we are working in the sixth petal. And we are not really yet doing much work in the seventh petal. Our work in the seventh petal, which is strenuous and abnormal, will make of us the first degree initiate, and then we will be initiated, and then there will necessarily be unfoldment, some degree of unfoldment of the seventh petal. So what further is said about these 700, 70, and 7? The two outer rings of petals are stimulated in a new and special sense through the conscious act of the probationary disciple. In other words, working in this sixth petal, really planning one's unselfishness, to become unselfish, a new factor is introduced, a new method of stimulation. Much of the work hitherto has been pursued under the ordinary laws of evolution and has been unconscious. Now all that changes as the mental body becomes active and two of the will petals are coordinated, and one awakes vitality and unfolds. Okay, so this is interesting. Here we seem to have a type of unfoldment which is not dependent on the rod of initiation. And, that is That is something we really have to think about because, as I've said before, it is possible that the strenuous and abnormal effort of the man actually contributes to some degree of unfoldment and the rod to additional degree of unfoldment. The fire or energy from these two rings begins to circulate along the atomic triangle. And when this is the case, it marks a very momentous epoch. A dual work has been consummated in the lower personal self and in the egoic. Now, here are words relating to the petals and their unfoldment. Vitalized, stimulated. I think I want to put organized here first. Coordinated, awakes, awakens, unfolds and opens, opening up, opens wide, developed, and, of course, completely open, completely unfolded. By the time the third initiation is taken, the inner circle of petals is opened, and the full-blown lotus in all its beauty can be seen. And when he says full-blown, this sounds like completely open. Okay, let me just get this. necessary to... All right. So it does indeed seem as if they're on the probationary path. There is some work in this seventh petal. It has to reach a certain point before the first initiation can be taken. But in fact, on this petal, in this petal, there will be unfoldment before initiation. So this is what I seem to see here, unfoldment before, and this is a very important thought. Let's see here. The seven incarnations, yes. So let's just look at this as D.K. has it in his text. Those are passed upon the probationary path. Now remember, the probationary path can last all the way to the beginning of accepted discipleship. In a certain technical sense, even the initiate of the first degree is on the probationary path. So this is an interesting period in which certain things are affected, which might be described in the following terms. The two outer rings of petals are stimulated in a new and special sense through the conscious act of the probationary disciple. Much of the work hitherto has been preserved under the ordinary law of evolution and has been unconscious. Now all that changes as the mental body becomes active and two of the will petals are coordinated and one awakes vitality and unfolds. So there's going to be work going on in the seventh petal even before the love tier is completely unfolded and even before the man takes the first initiation. So unfoldment before the first initiation. The energy of fire from these two rings begins to circulate along the atomic triangle. And this, when this is the case, it can mark a very momentous epoch. The dual work has been consummated in the lower personal lower life and in the egoic. Now let's see what this final statement is. By the time the third initiation is taken, the inner circle of petals is opened, and the full-blown, sounds like completely open, lotus can be seen. In all its beauty, can be seen. At the fourth initiation, the inner bud bursts open through the effect of the electrical force of the rod at the fourth degree, which brings in the power of the synthetic ray of the solar system itself, the second ray working through the heart and through the fourth ray, which is the ray controlling the fourth initiation. The inner jewel is thus revealed, and not before. The work has been accomplished. The energy resident in the permanent atoms has vitalized all the spirilli, all seven, whilst the perfected force of the lotus and the dynamic will of the central spark are brought into full and united activity. This brings about a threefold display of vital force, which causes the disintegration of the form and, yes, the following results, which maybe we're not going to look at right this moment. Okay. Well, I think, you know, this might be a good place just to stop. One of our members noticed the abnormality of the process of opening the final tier. But certain things have emerged, certain things of importance have emerged. So let's call this the, I want to call this the end of Egoic Lotus webinar commentary number 42, and it is 1 hour in duration, and beginning of Egoic Lotus webinar commentary number 41, and we are working in the synthesis for petal 6, continuing synthesis for petal 6. Okay. I think, well, I'll discuss this later, but the thing that really emerges in my mind as the different references seem to come together is that, yes, indeed, on the probationary path, there's going to be unfoldment due to the strenuous and abnormal effort in petal number 7. Some unfoldment there, continuing unfoldment in petal 6, and when the rod of initiation is applied, actually, the complete unfoldment of petal number 5 and continuing unfoldment of petal number 7. All right, friends, I'll get my stride, hit my stride again here, and start shortly. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.